There is a unique grouping of Psalms from chapters 120 to 134. They are called the Psalms of Ascent. They are actually ancient songs that Jewish pilgrims would have sung while ascending the hills towards Jerusalem and up to the steps into the temple. I want you to imagine the cries of the Hebrews, all in unison, singing this Psalm of Ascent from chapter 121. Singing by the thousands. Singing how their help comes from the Lord, the consistent God, the God who never changes. I pray the theme of this meditation from Psalm 121 will offer you much encouragement as you seek to worship God today, as you find comfort in the unchanging God, the God who was, is, and forever will be. So for now, begin your meditation by settling into a place of quiet reflection for a moment. Just disconnect from all that you can, or all that you're able to. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time. The world around you may feel erratic, but realize now the consistent care of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in these quieting moments. For now, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 68, and as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, remind me of your consistent care. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the desert. And Heavenly Father, remind me of your consistent care. His name is the Lord, and be in good spirits before him, a father of the fatherless, and a judge and protector of the widows. And Heavenly Father, remind me, too, of your consistent care. His name is the Lord. He is always in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. And Heavenly Father, please remind me of your consistent care. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort now into a time of prayer with God. Prayer is the most you can do. So be the most you can be now in prayer in the presence of your God who consistently cares. Just pray in your words, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to be aware of the care of God at this moment. Just take note of everything in and around you, your world and your body. Encounter everything for a moment. What are you most aware of right now? Recognize what you need help with. Label each need and release it to God in his tender, loving care. Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the care God offers you here. No judgment, but But as your mind wanders from His care, let that be your reminder to return to His attentive care. Continue to whisper, "Heavenly Father, remind me of your consistent care." Just allow those words to become your centering prayer. And now allow even your breathing to help you become more alert to the attention and the guarding of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't control the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just notice it for now. As you inhale, imagine receiving and being filled with His divine care. And as you exhale, release anxiety. As you breathe, be mindful of the consistent concern that God has for you, the attentive care of God abiding in you. Take a moment now to breathe in the pneuma, the consistent divine Spirit of God. Now encounter the care of God as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from different translations. Don't analyze, but rather listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit. A gift as you listen to Psalm chapter 121, verse 1 from the Amplified Bible. Listen for the ancient cries of God's people and consider, do they echo your own heart? The Lord, the Keeper of Israel. Listen to our songs as we ascend. We will lift our eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. From where shall our help and care come from but you, Lord God? What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. The Lord, the Keeper of Israel, a song of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. From where shall my help come? What is still lingering in your mind from this reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to close your eyes and encounter the consistent presence of the care of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New King James Version. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? Well, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. What did you hear or feel after listening again? Where do you most naturally turn for earthly care and comfort? Well, spend a minute now, allowing your thoughts to drift to relying only on the constant care of God. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once again now from the New Living Translation. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? Yes, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So now, what do you want to hear from God? Take this next minute of prayer as a gift. Prayer asking to be reminded of the consistent care of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine being on that pilgrimage thousands of years ago, walking with your friends and family up the steep, rocky hill towards Jerusalem. Just feel the sweltering heat, your aching, tired feet, dusty sandals and clothes. You're thirsty. Your stomach is growling. But let the words of this psalm comfort you. God is present, aware. He is never sleeping. He is always watching, always caring. How does it feel hearing of God's care amid such struggle? As you were present in your imagination ascending to Jerusalem, Discern God's care in your life now, here. Can you relate to those ancient feelings of need? Are they still as vibrant today in your life? Well, take this moment and be present with the current help and care of God. Where do you feel the most urgent cry for God's attention in your life? Well, let that be your prayer now. Take this next minute and let that be your psalm to God. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing, just a soft, whispered breath of meditation, that God cares. Let the word care guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And when you're ready, whether sunrise or nightfall, or moments in between, be mindful of the consistent care of God. And let me pray that you remember to lift your eyes to the mountains and be reminded that God is where your help comes. Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within you, to accomplish infinitely more than you might ask or think or even imagine. Amen.